Soku isika atisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 6 Mhlalakazi 2021 ngupratsethis Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
ilei bayithi fourth wave khanya ilamandla kakhulu liyaxwayisa ke ukuthi lingabe lokhe lihlangana liphefumulelana liduze lingagqokanga amamaski lokungahlanzi izandla. Liyaxwayiswa kakhulu ukuthi lingahambi lenza isiminye eminye lapho kulabantu abaningi khona. Lingaqali mahlabe ezulu sesisengozini embi kakhulu.
Ngokuqhamuka kumkhakha omisha womicron obikwa usukhona eZimbabwe, abantu baxwayiswa ukubana baziphathe ngonanzelelo ukuze bengathelelwa i-coronavirus.
Sibuhlungu kakhulu sithi dudu emdenini wakhe alale ngokuthula ubaba uMavinga. Sizamkhumbula ekusebenzeni kwethu ustruggle silela ukuthi sisikhule njengabantwana baseZimbabwe.
Izizalwane seZimbabwe sezethule ukudana lokwethuka okukhulu kulandela imfa yalowo obesaziwa ngokulwela amalungelo oluntu umnumzana Dewamavinga. Izakhamizi zakoBulawayo zikhala ngodubo lokudubuka kwempompi ezithwala amanzi alengcekeza laphuma ezambuzini awesuka ndawana yonke. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Umqondisi obona ngehlelo ezokumelana le-COVID-19 eZimbabwe uDr. Agnes Mahomva uthi okwamanje izethekeli loba abaphindela ekhaya abakaqalisi ukubanjwa ngamandla ukubana bahlolwe ukuthi balalo kumbe hatshi igciwane le-COVID-19 lapho besehla indizamtshina kumbe emngceleni yelizwe. Uqhubeke ethi leziqondiso zokuthi bahlaliswe bebodwa okwensuku ezilishumi bengahlangani labanye ku-quarantine laso kasikaqali ukusebenza. Kunje ngokutshona kwelanga layizolo kuhlolwe abantu abedlula amakhulu amahlanu 523 abatholakale bele-COVID-19 kwafa oyedwa. Inani lasebetholakale beligciwane leli lokhu laqhamukayo elizweni selikunkulungwane ezedlula ezilikhulu 139,046 okulinani eligoqela inkulungwane njalo ezedlula ikhulu 128,868 zabaphepha kulomkhuhlane. Umqondisi wezempilakahle esibhedlela sempilo uDr. Solwayo Ngwenya kwayisa abantu ukubana baqhubekele phambili belandela iziqondiso zokuzivikela ukuthelelwa lomkhuhlane njengoba lo mkhakha omutsha owe-micron ubikwa usukhona eZimbabwe njalo usidla ubhedu.
Yebo mahlaba ezulu, lokhu ukuthi ngilazise ukuthi sesisengozini embi kakhulu umkhakha lo we-omicron lo i-variant entsha le-coronavirus. Ubhubhane lolu lubi kangaka kukhanya solumemetheka kakhulu solulamandla okwedlula konke lokhu esaqalisa sikhuluma ngenhlandla lezi ze-coronavirus ezidlileyo. Leyi bayithi i-fourth wave ikhanya ilamandla kakhulu liyaxwayisa ke ukuthi lingabe lokhe lihlangana liphefumulelana liduze lingagqokanga amamaski lokungahlanzi izandla. Liyaxwayiswa kakhulu ukuthi lingahambi lenza isiminye eminye lapho kulabantu abaningi khona. Lingaqali mahlaba ezulu sesisengozini embi kakhulu. Amalanga la abuyayo lamaviki la abuyayo abantu abaningi sabesisengozini. Yikho siyaxwayisa ukuthi litshintshe izenzo zenu elizenzayo. Lizame ukuthi bona ukuthi ingozi le esibuya esilandayo le nxa singananzelelanga izaqeda imphefumulo yabantu abaningi.
Lo bekungu-Dr. Solwayo Ngwenya wesibhedlela sempilo kobulawayo. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe esezihlala kwele South Africa zethule ukudana lokwethuka okukhulu kulandela imfa yalowo obesaziwa ngokulwela amalungelo oluntu umnumzana Dewamavinga. uThuso Kumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisuka enhlanganisweni ezizimeleyo labantu nje sebechaza umuyi uDeo Mavinga njengeqhawe lezamalungelo oluntu. Umgcinisihlalo webandla le-MDC Alliance kwele South Africa, uMnumzana Thusi Ndlovu, uthi akulahlekelwanga iZimbabwe kuphela kodwa uluhlu lonke lwezansi yezwekazi le-Afrika.
UDeo Mavinga bekuyiqhawe lethu, isigayigayi somzabalazo. Bekuyindoda beyimele amalungelo eluntu. Bekuyindoda beyithola kuzo zonke indawo la kukhulunywa khona ngamalungelo, la kukhulunywa khona ngokuthi abantu kumele bangene kanjani enkululekweni entsha eZimbabwe. Indoda beyithola ku-United Nations, ungayithola ku-SADC nakuma-civil society. Indoda beyithembekile, beyikhuluma ngokuzinikela, ngokuzikhandla.
UMnumzana Brian Muziringa owabalekela ukwephulwa kwamalungelo akhe eZimbabwe uthi akasazi ukuthi sebezalwelwa ngubani.
Sibhethwene Sad News phezu kwedeath kacomrade Deo Mavinga. Asazi kuthi sizothini, but yena uDeo, comrade Deo Mavinga, wayincedisa abantu from Zimbabwe and different countries. It's not easy kuthi abe repressible. Very sad news as.
Ngakwelicele uMnumzana Nkosilathi Ncube uthi uMnumzana Mavinga ubengubizwa sabele yonke indawo lapho bekulwiswa khona ezoncindezelo.
Zibuhlungu kakhulu sithi dudu emdenini wakhe alale ngokuthula ubaba uMavinga. Sizamkhumbula ekusebenzeni kwethu kustruggle silwela ukuthi sizikhule njengabantwana baseZimbabwe.
Le yinto egcizelelwa ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe uMnumzana Inches asithi yena othi basele bethidibele.
Bekasiduduza kabi ukuthi siyenze umsebenzi wamalungelo abantu, sinefocus njalo nje futhi sibe abantu laba bangathandi ukuba corrupt noma ukwenza izinto nendlela ingasiyo.
Inhlelo zokuxhumana ebulenjini beinthanethi zigcwele ngamazwi enduduzo avela kulabo abebesebenza lomuyi. Labanye abazi imisebenzi lempilo yakhe. Isikhulumeli semuli yakwaMavinga ovezwe kuphela ngokuthi umfowabo uPanashe ubethembisile ukuthi uza kwethula umbiko ngamalungiselelo omngcwabo kanye lokuphendula umbuzo obumayelana lembangela yemfa, kodwa lo mbiko ubungakethulwa ngesikhathi sokuya emoyeni. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
Izakhamizi zakoBulawayo zithi udubo lokudubuka kwempompi ezithwala amanzi alengcekeza laphuma ezambuzini awesuwa ndawana yonke ngokunye sokubanga ngamandla ukuqhamuka kwesihudo leminye imikhuhlane edolobheni leli. Ubathabile Masuku sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo. Isiphathamandla seZANU-PF uMnumzana Obert Mpofu ongene ngolwesihlanu eplazini elathengwa uMnumzana Sipho Sami Malunga labanye bakhe uthi akasuki esidakeni farm eNyamendlovu ngoba unikwe ingxenye yaleli plazi nguhulumende. UMpofu uthi izisebenzi zakhe kunje sezilima kwenye indawo yeplazini leli elathengwa ngomnyaka ka-2017 nguMalunga usomabhizinisi uMnumzana Charles Moyo loMnumzana Zefania Dlamini ingcwethi kwezokulima njalo ofundisa eNational University of Science and Technology iNUST. UMalunga umntakamuyi Sidney Malunga wanikwa isicoco seqhawe lesizwe wangcwatshwa emathuneni amaqhawe iNational Heroes Acre eHarare. UMpofu utshele uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ukuthi kule ncwadi ayinikwa nguhulumende emvumela ukubana athathe ingxenye yepulazi leli.
Uthi esintwini ukuthi ungayizwa siduma kakhulu isizadabuka.
Yes.
Engadeleli. Yena ngumuntu womthetho, nxa kudokta uloliloya kahamba kwenze ngomthetho osemabhukwini kahulumende umbe welizwe. Nothi utabe isihlambaza so ngokuthi uzaba le problem ukuthi even asebenze nzima nxa sithi ngeyakhe iplazi yami.
Ye, ngokutsho kwakhe uthi walithenga iplazi leli kumlungu elama-business partners amabili.
Ngalethe incwadi zonke zonezo azinika ininisi. Ngasithi esigila ngakho lokhu thina dila le ministry katezu kutangi la maplaza jengu okupena amgaha mbaba chengu suti iwata maplaza kwa yazu tu mtu la mange mtu anungaga deni kuchutu vele sampo to o ngati ungeko credible angila plaza nangalele plaza gali display jenge ofa le tuwa ito kuzani anso tuta so mtu ngi yenzinto eze mtetweni endazange yenzinto uka andazifiso samuti yenzinto uka.
Yes,
this is the same tension. Never can get the same tension. Never can equal up in court. But with an Azam Kazun Sambaz, I would then attend Avan to which others, the Gunra Seguenza, because I'm super pumpy.
So, how do you very out pull me when I was Zungan Lazungan?
Ah, no, Minazakishan Kulmen. Napumen training, I apply like with Dala, Bang Niga, I seeming it of Lanabanding up a pirate. You see, so government and those and keep a nice as a Fumera Lumadum with any plus El Gamalu. Uncle Lutel Gamalu, I mean, I'm card, and I sell this catastrophe developer. Yalas, Yavas, Wara Majani, Yavas, Labos and Dels, Yavas, Uti Ulokus and Uarambo, Zani, Yavas, Wonk, Enang, and his tutor, so tutor. Come Cavilla Punyo, a pan, and I sit at Tavantus Apunyo, Joven at Tepsugula. Kalwe tinasiza kwenza ndelumketo esiune kwa hulumeni.
Umnumzana Obed Mpofu unobhala we ZANU PF ubona ngokuqhutshwa kwenhlelo zebandla ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7 eseHarare. Abanikazi bepulazi leli bathi bakhangelele ukuba baphanyeke udaba lolu emthethwandaba kunsukana ezilandelayo. Isithunywa somthethwandaba sisanda kuzama ukususa umnumzana Dumisani Matsivanyati eplazini leli. UMatsivanyati wangena esidakeni farm esithi laye wanikwa imvumo nguhulumende ukubana athathe ingxenye yalo. UDlamini uthi baningi abafuna iplazi leli lapho abalima khona amatamatisi lokunye asebekuthengisela uZulu.
Iplazi leli saziswa ukuthi lathathwa nguhulumende nyakenye. Lathathwa ngokungekho emthethweni ngoba thina njengabanikazi asaziswanga ngenjongo yokuthi selithathwa. Sabona ngabantu be-Ministry of Lands lonyaka ngoJuni sebethwele izikhonkwane bequma iplazi. Kuthiwa liqunywa nje liphiwa abantu abangu-14. Labo bantu kabaqanjwa ngamabizo. Sibabona nje sebengena bephuma eplazini lethu. Abanye sebesakha izindlu, abanye sebelima, abanye bangabaphambula amanzi esiwapompayo sithelela ngawo izilimo zethu. Lokhu sokusiphambanise kakhulu, sesehluleka lokuthi silime ngendlela ebesihlele ngayo ukuthi sizalima lonyaka.
Ye, Baba Dlamini, bangene nini vele khonapho eplazini?
Ngolwesihlanu lolu kufike elinye iqembu labafana besenza umcimbi eplazini bethi sebezothatha indawo yabo abayiphiwe nguhulumende. Besitsho bekhomba le indawo okuthiwa iphiwe imswelangubo farm engeka-former minister u-Obed Mpofu. Bakwenze lokhu ngolwesihlanu emini yantambama. Ngomgqibelo sibone sokungena itharakita isizolima kweyinye insimu yethu ebesikhangelele ukuthi siyahlanyela kiyo i-onyeni kungakafiki ikhisimusi. Babhizi nje njengamanje lakho balokhu bavukele khona baqhubeka ngokulima kwabo. Asikhulumisani labo, siyabekela ngoba kukhanya ngabantu nje abathatha umthetho bawufake ezandleni zabo.
Umnumzana Zefania Dlamini ngomunye wabathenga iplazi lesidakeni farm eNyamendlovu. Limuzwe xoxa lapho lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. Live talk lamhlanje sikhangela umsebenzi wokumelana lobhubhane lwe-COVID-19 ngalesi sikhathi sokuqhamuka kumkhakha omutsha owe-Omicron. Ngesikhathi ilizwe libhekana lodubo lokusetshenziswa kwezidakamizi ikakhulu kwabasakhulayo osokuphazamisa isizwe lemdeni, abezempilakahle labo sebekubone ufanele ukuphatheka kumikhankaso yokunikeza ulwazi lokuhlola lokucebisa uZulu. Intatheli zindaba yethu Mark Peter Ntambi usethulela lolu daba.
abenhlanganiso ezibonanga ukuhlolwa kwabasebenzisa isidakamizi bathi sokulumkhuba omubi abawubonayo upakile eZimbabwe ikakhulu kwabatsha abasebenzisa isidakamizi ngokuhlanganisa imithi lokunye ukuze badakwe kakhulu. UDokotela Nkululeko Dewa okhokhela enye yenhlanganiso ezikulu umsebenzi eYerua Inner City Mission uthi lokhu kusuka kudale inkinga.
A lot of active users apparently develop some secondary complications due to exposure to drugs.
Abasebenzisa ama drugs abaningi bacina besiba lama complications athile ngokuhlala bewasebenzisa.
Uthi kanjalo kuqakathekile ukuba abantu benelise ukuhlolwa ikakhulu bengaba lezitshengiselo zokwehluleka ukuphila kuhle bengathathanga okudakayo lokho ukuze bethole usizo. Kunje uthi inhlanganiso yakhe isimanyane lesibhedlela esikhulu seParktown Hospital emzini weWaterfall Falls eHarare ukuba belisane lalolu dubo. Umongikazi omkhulu oqondisa umsebenzi wokucebisa engu-lead counselor uSister Hendrina Chitsama uchasisa ngabakwenzayo.
Counseling we are doing it free for the first sessions, but ongoing we encourage.
Senza i-counseling mahala okwamanje kubanga lakuqala siphathise sebeku rehabilitation.
Uthi kulo umsebenzi sebenelisa ukuphathisa imuli eziningi njalo bengena lasesikolweni ethi banilakho njalo ukuyaphathisa lapho ababizwa khona ukuba bebuye ezindlini zabo ukuphathisa ethi esigabeni sakuqala kukuhlolwa banakho ukuhlola bengabhadalisi kodwa bengaba lembadalo encane engadingakala ngesikhathi lapho kuyabe kusilela imitshina khona. Uqhubeka ethi kulokho asebethe bahlangana lakho kukhomba ukuba lolu dubo luhlasela abantu abatshiyeneyo.
The ages that are mostly affected from our experience is now 18 to 50 years.
Abakulolu dubo kakhulu ngabaphakathi kweminyaka engu 13 years kusiya ku 50 years.
Umnumzana Albert Mazulo olwela amalungelo ezakhamizi zeHarare uthi lolu ludubo asibelesikhathi belisana lalo ethi ludinga ukusebenzela ndawonye kwenhlangothi ezijeneyo zempilo ukuze luqedwe.
Ngoba sikakhangela siyabona ukuthi abanye sebephambana lengqondo, abanye sebecina begula sibili ngendaba yama-drugs. Sifisa ukuthi ngabe even abezinsonto bengeze intshumayelo lemfundiso mayelelano lezidakayo nokunceda ikakhulu abatsha.
Ingcitshi zithi izizathu zokusebenzisa izidakamizi ziningi kakhulu ezigoqela ukulingisela abanye, ukuyengwa, ukusilela kwemisebenzi, ubuyanga, ukufuna nje ukuzama okwenziwa ngabanye lokunye. Inhlolisiso esithe yenziwa iveza ukuba isidakamizi esisetshenziswa ngabantu abaningi zigoqela ezihotshwayo, ama-inhalants, umtoriro, i-crystal meth, imithi yokwelapha inhlungu yama-painkillers, i-tick, i-cocaine, imbanje ezibhenywayo lezifakwa ekudleni, imithi yokwelapha imikhuhlane etshiyeneyo engaba ikuma-prescription okuthiwa ngama-prescription drugs. Abezempilakahle bathi sebenanzelele eyinye into edanisayo yokuthi amantombazana amaningi lawo asisebenzisa okudakayo agcine sehlukunyezwa ngokwecansi kumbe ukudlwengula. UZulu agcine sebabona njengabantu abangelambeko inkanti kungayisikho obona labo bedinga uncedo. Uhulumende uthi uselunanzelele lolu dubo ngakho-ke usethatha amanyathelo okubumba ikomiti ehlanganisa-ke abengatsha zakhe ezehlukileyo, i-Interministerial Committee yabaphathi ntambo ezahlolisisa lolu daba lwezidakamizi osoluphazamisa ikakhulu abatsha abayinsika yelakusasa yelizwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Inkokheli zomdabu labalimi basebulilima bamukele ngenjabulo uhlelo lwentasa olokubatholisa inhlanyelo lomvunjiso bethi lubasize kakhulu ngoba bebengenelisi ukuthenga inhlanyelo emavinkileni athengisa ezowulima. Wanastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo esebulilima.
Abalimi bebulilima njengabo bonke elizweni jikelele sebephakathi kokulima ngoba seliqalile izulu ukuna njalo bathole inhlanyelo phansi kohlelo lwe-intwasa. Unkosikazi Sifiso Moyo ebulilima uthi isimo emangweni wabo sihle kakhulu ngoba balungiselele abalimi abanengi bathayile ugajopo.
Emasimini khathesi sikhangele ukuthi izulu liyana, sichayile ugajopo owamagodi, sikhangelele ukuthi nxa lingaqhubeka lisina lisiya phambili sizathola futhi. Inhlanyelo siyitholile eyama ekuhulumende usiphile lekonke lefertilize. Ngithole ama 5 kg yamabili awenhlanyelo awomumbu, ngazothola i 5 kg yendumba, ngazothola i 5 kg yamazambane, ngazothola ibhinzi zenkomo.
Unkosikazi Sibongile Nkiwane osuka eThekwane uthi sebenzile konke okusemandleni abo elethemba lokuthi kuzaba njenganyakenye lapho abathole inhlanyelo phansi kohlelo lunye.
Hayi, mina emasimini amandla hlupho ngingazi abanye, kodwa kimi hayi noma lingabuya nizakhulela lukhula, ngiyazimela ngumama wafundisa ukuthi lima. Inhlanyelo yokulima siyiphiwe ngabalimisi ekagajopo, kodwa mina yindle yami esintu. Mina ngikhanya ingcedile ngoba lo mnyaka ophelele ungcedile, ngibe ngumama sibithi hayi intombi.
Kodwa unkosikazi Samaria Nkomo esinye njalo isakhamuzi sebulilima yena ukhala ngokuthi ayitholileyo inhlanyelo iphehliwe.
Hayi, inhlanyelo ngiyiphiwe sibili but iphehliwe. Ikho ngikhala ukuthi ingxenye ngiyafakala phana ingamili anti ngokuphehlwa kwayo. Ngisiphiwa 10 kg unyawuthi le-cowpeas, cowpeas le-spray.
Ukhansela ka-Ward 21 Kondiweni unkosikazi Nani Ndlovu ukhala ngokuthi akakalutholi uncedo phansi kwe-intwasa.
Inhlanyelo siyitholile but amazambane esikade siyikhangele sibi kakhulu asiyitholanga. Esiyitholileyo yonke leyinye besivele siyithingisiwe siyitholile ngaphandle kwemazambane esunflower esingakakutholi. Ammonium nitrate besizama ukuthi sibe sikhuluma labalimisi bethu ukuthi nxa kungabe ikhona ama-inputs lawo aphangise ukubuya ngoba izambane lifana inhlanyelo right at the beginning kuze livuthwe.
Unduna Jabulani Ndiweni Mphini uyaluncoma okwamagama uhlelo lwe-intwasa.
Ya kakhulu and sibona lwenza kahle kakhulu because most of them bathi hayi kuyathola uyenza uthola amabele amaningi than ukulima nge-tractor. So whereby it reduces ama-cost. So you are happy about uhlelo lwe-fumbuza. So I think it's helping a lot. Abantu bazuza kulo. So inhlanyelo sebeyitholile, sebeyifakile phansi and the program is producing smoothly.
Unduna Gandani Mikhawu Zenzo Magutshwa ukhala ngokuthi iningi alikatholi inhlanyelo lomvundiso emangweni wakhe.
Hawu, ukulima kasikaqalise njengoba izulu liphuzile. Kukhona inhlanyelo sisayikhalela ngoba abantu bebengazuzanga okuqondileyo. Isikhathi esiningi yayiphuze inhlanyelo ukubuya singazi lonyaka kumbe sizayaphakisha ukuyizuza. Abantu ekulimeni bazimisele. Ngikhuluma ngiseze njenje laba bamagodi vele sebehlanyele. Leli zulu liqalise ukuna, inhlanyelo isiphansi sinethemba ukuthi izaphuma. Awusoze kubotshakala inhlanyelo. So sisacela ukuthi laba benelisayo ukuthi bangasicedisa ngezinhlanyelo bancedise ngokuthi ifike masinyane ebantwini bayisebenzise isikhathi sesekhona.
Ugatsha lukahulumende olubona ngezokulima i-Agricultural Rural Extension Services yilo oluqhuba lolu hlelo labalimisi ezweni lonke lapho abantu abadlula izigidi ezimbili sebethe bafundiswa ngohlelo lwe-intwasa batholiswa inhlanyelo lomvundiso kanye lemithi ebulala imihogoyi emizameni yokumelana lokuguquka komumo womkhathi osukukhathaza abalimi ezweni. Ngimele iStudio 7 sebulilima. Ningu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kwezemidlalo sebephange bazitholela isipho sekhisimusi abalendeli beqembu lomdlalo wenguqu LFC Platinum. lona eliphakamise inkezo yeChibuku Super Cup ngemva kokunqoba elikwenze elengezi Platinum Stars. Intethele zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ngokwesibini kumaqembu le-FC Platinum liphakamise inkezo yeChibuku Super Cup selokhu lomncintiswano wavuselelwa ngomnyaka 2014 njalo umqeqeshi walo uNorman Mabheza ubonge kakhulu abalandeli baleli qembu ngosekelo lwabo.
Kuba landeli bethu ngithi ngihlala ngisitsho ukuba bayinsika yethu selokhu ngafika kuleli qembu sasilimuli eyodwa njalo isigcogco lesi sipho sabo sekhisimusi.
Ngokwesithathu kuba zombili i-FC Platinum lenkezi Platinum Stars zifinyelele kufinali yenkezo yeChibuku Super Cup. Njalo elengezi ilo eliphakamise inkezo ngo-2016 ikanti nyakenye linqotshwe ngele Highlanders nge-1 kanya. Iqembu le-FC Platinum lithole inkulungwane ezingamashumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu zamadola aseMelika ngokunqoba elikwenze kumncintiswano walonyaka weChibuku Super Cup. Kusithi elengezi Platinum Stars lona lithole inkulungwane ezingamashumi amahlanu. Amaqembu aphelele kusigaba se-semifinal ele Cranbourn Bullets kanye lele Dynamos wona athole inkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili lanhlanu. Kusithi lawa aphelele kusigaba se-quarter final athole inkulungwane ezilishumi lanhlanu. Amaqembu alitshumi aphelele kusigaba sezibaya wona athole inkulungwane eziyisikhombisa. Umdlali weqembu le-FC Platinum uBrian Vander nguye okhethwe ukuba nguye odlale ukwedlula abanye kufinali njalo uthi bazabopha ziqine ukuze la kumidlalo yeligi kube yibo abaphakamisa isicoco.
Esizakwenza ukuba sizasebenza kanzima njengalokho esikwenza kulo mncintiswano okudale ukuba siphakamise inkezo yeChibuku.
Iqembu le-FC Platinum yilo elicine ukuphakamisa isicoco seligi ngomnyaka ka-2019 njalo bese lileminyaka emithathu ilandelana lokhu lisiphakamisa okutsho ukuba yilo ebelimela ilizwe kumncintiswano we-CAF Champions League. Ukunqoba kwinkezo yeChibuku kutsho ukuba iqembu le-FC Platinum selithole ilungelo lokuyamela ilizwe leZimbabwe kumncintiswano we-CAF Confederations Cup. Imidlalo yeligi iqhubekela phambili ngolwesithathu lapho oyabe ingena khona kuviki yesithathu njalo kulo mdlalo owodwa ozadlalwa phakathi kwele Harare City kanye neleyada. Eminye imidlalo yeviki lesithathu yePremier Soccer League izadlalwa ngomgqibelo ukuthi eminye yakhona izakuba khona ngesonto. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo uJoseph Njanji.
Umsakazo we-Voice of America osakaza kuzwekazi le-Afrika okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa i-satellite SES-5 ku-band le-C-band. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebulenjini be-internet livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini bokuxhumana obe-Facebook ku-VOA Ndebele laku-Twitter ku-VOA Ndebele. Qhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930 6170 7270 6040 laku 15460 kHz ku shortwave.
Bazitholela isipho sekhisimusi yabalandeli beqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele-FC Platinum lona eliphakamise inkezo yeChibuku Super Cup ngemva kokunqoba elikwenze elengezi Platinum Stars. Intethele zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo. Singekehlukani zihlobo wothi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela ngokuqhamuka komgaga omutsha we-Omicron obikwa usukhona laseZimbabwe. Abantu baxwayiswa ukuba nabaziphathe ngonanzelelo ukuze bengathelelwa i-coronavirus. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe zezethule ukudana lokwethuka okukhulu kulandela imfa yalowo obesaziwa ngokulwela amalungelo oluntu umnumzana Dewa Mavinga. Izakhamizi zakoBulawayo zikhala ngodubo lokudubuka kwempompi yezithwala amanzi alengcekeza alalawo aphuma ezambuzini awesuwa ndawana yonke. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo umpraxitis Jeremiah City. Asidibaneni njalo 6:30 kusasa ekuseni. Abangendelelisanga ukuzwa iindaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com.
Siyalibonga.
Sibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakare.